WA2ZOZ, KD2VOR.
W2BOB with the limit of the CBS retirees. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bob. I'm hanging in there as best we can. I was wondering if I can go one-on-one with you for a couple minutes after the net on Skype?
Yeah, I can do that. No problem.
Good morning, AC2T.
AC2T, W2BOB, and KC2ZUM here.
Morning, Paul, AC2T. Okay, we're standing by for you to get set up there. AC2T, W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Good morning, NY9A.
Good morning to you, George, NY9A. Good to hear you this morning, W2BOB and the group. Assembling at this point.
Jumping in early, this is KC2EMG.
Okay, KC2EMG, good morning, Bob. Your audio sounds funny this morning, way down low.
I don't know why. How now?
It's okay, but not what I remember your usual audio to be like, with a lot... fuller and a lot, this is very thin. Maybe it's your new microphone.
How is the RF level?
Well, I can't hear you direct, so I don't know. I mean, you know, all I can see is the output of the repeater.
The antenna got moved around the attic a little bit yesterday. That might account for it. But I'm not going to strain your ears if you can't hear me well.
No, we can hear you, it's just that it's not the usual level that we expect, that's all. So stay in there, no problem. Okay, it's 9 o'clock, this is W2BOB, and we're getting underway with the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And with us so far today, we have KC2ZUM, Alan, AT2T, Paul, NY9A, George, and KC2EMG, Bob. Any other check-ins for the net? We're standing by.
KD2CYX.
Hey, good morning, Vinny. KD2CYX. Also with us this morning at the other station. Hey, nothing heard. We'll give another shout after we go through the list the first time. Anyway, it's a nice, bright, sunshiny day outside. I was out without a coat. I just had my heavy shirt on and dungarees and stuff. But, and it was only momentary, but it is a lot warmer than it had been, so that's good. I'm getting a reading here of 32.4 degrees. Humidity's up, though. It's up to about 70%. And the barometer's at 30.29 and rising. So, okay, they had projected snow, I think, the last night, but we didn't get any, which is good. And I'm not sure what, about the rest of the weekend, but tomorrow's supposed to be up in the mid or upper 40s, so that'll be great. Anyway, outside of that, nothing monumental to report. Still working on all the paperwork for the tax man who's coming early next week. And, boy, I dread that every year. there's still stuff we haven't received yet, and I don't know what's the matter with some of these firms that handle all this jazz. Okay, with that, let's go to Alan, KT2DUM, W2BOB with an S.
W2BOB. KC2ZUM. Good morning, Paul, George, Bob Squared, and Vinny. We're looking at about a little over 12 degrees here right now. And we had some snow yesterday. It snowed for about an hour and a half, but probably maybe less than a half of an inch had stuck. By the evening, it was pretty much all gone, so that was a good thing. Just a little windy. Cold, and well, cold goes with it. Snow, most of the snow is still here. Not so much as melted yet, but we did lose some on the rooftops, and we did lose a lot of the icicles that we had hanging, pulling the gutters down and whatnot. So that should be interesting to see how long this hangs in there. So this first transmission will make this one, a short one. Right off there, and turn it back over to you, Bob. W2BOB, KC2, VUM.
Okay, Alan. KC2, ZUM, W2BOB, and over to Paul, AC2T next, W2BOB.
W2BOB, the symbol group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning out here. Nice and sunny and bright, and it's quite cool out there, but hey, it's going to warm up, so that's the way we want. Had a great week this week. Yesterday, I went up to the club, and Mike and I did our thing, and we got our 220 machine back up on the air. It still needs a little twinkling and tweaking and stuff like that, but it is operational, so we'll see what happens. Give it a couple of days, and then we're gonna get down to the nitty gritty and get the other machine on the air. I mean, it's all there; just needs to have one cable made, and that'd be it. Have them both on the air, and eventually we will link them. So that'll be great. And we're gonna have a busy day tomorrow. We've got two people coming, and possibly a third. So hopefully. Things will work out. I think we're going to have a technician and an upgrade to general, and we don't know what the third one is going to be, but we will be there to do our thing. So back to net. This is AC2T.
Okay, Paul, very good. AC2T, W2BOB. Well, that's great that you got the repeater up and running, and we're going to the second one. Fine business about the candidates for the examinations tomorrow. All right, over to 4.98, W2BOB with the net.
W2BOB and the group NY9A. Good morning, everyone. Got my coffee. I'm waking up. But that's wonderful news, Paul. I'm glad to hear you got 220 close to being on the air. I wonder if you could give me the frequencies. Back to you, Paul. AC2T and NY9A.
Y9A, it's 224080, and the PL is 114.8.
Thank you very much. I will make a note of that. Bob, back to you. W2BOB in the group, NY98.
Okay, very good. And I doubt I can hit it from here with just 5 watts on 220. If I can get into the Glen Oaks machine, okay. Alrighty, KC2EMG, W2BOB with the CBS Retirees Net. Over to you, Bob.
KC2EMG here. Well, I was just clearing off my desk, which is piled high with all sorts of stuff that when I see, I don't know why I say it. But I came across Life After 50 and things, how to know you're getting older. But I'll read a few of them to you. Everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. You feel like the night before, but you haven't been out. Little black book contains only names ending in MD. Get winded, my chest. Let's see. Know all the answers, but nobody asks you the questions. You look forward to a dull evening. Favorite part of the newspaper is the 25 years ago today. Your knees buckle, but your belt won't. Back goes out more often than you do. Turn on the light, turn out the light for economic reasons, rather than romantic ones. You remember today that yesterday was your wedding anniversary. Burn the midnight oil after 9 p.m. Your pacemaker makes the garage door go up when you see a pretty girl. So there you go. KC2EMG back to net and W2BOB.
Oh, that's great. Got me chuckling here. Your pacemaker goes off when your garage door goes up and down. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Thank you for that. KZ2CYX next, W2BOB with the net. Good morning, Vinny. Go ahead.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Good morning, everybody. Alan, Paul, George, Bob Squared. Great day out there. I'm looking out the window. Beautiful blue sky, very light breeze blowing, and forward to getting out right after this session and partake in that beautiful weather. Thank God it's getting better. Had enough. I wanted to give you guys, just to a site to take a look at regarding the new Tappan Zee Bridge. And this site will give you, has like a little, how does it it shows, very quickly how the bridge was being built, and it's very interesting. It gives you a picture of the bridge as it will look, although the picture looks like a photograph was taken yesterday. It's just amazing what they do with computers today. Well, let me give you that site location and take a look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's Gallery, G-A-L-L-E-R-Y, all one word, newnybridgegallery.com/bridgerising, B-R-I-D-G-E-R-I-S-I-N-G. I'll repeat it, newnybridgegallery.com/bridgerising. I think you'll get a good perspective on how that bridge is being built and what it's going to look like when it's completed. I'll send it back to you, Bob, W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, thank you, Vinny. We appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sure we're all interested in learning about it. And yeah, it's amazing what they could do nowadays with making graphics look like photographs, etc. Okay, well, we've gone through the list the first time. I thought we'd have a longer session here this morning, but let's take a pause and see if there are any other check-ins for the net. W2BOB is standing by. Okay, nothing heard, and, well, today is the wife's birthday, so we don't have anything special planned, but I know that she'll be watching Wild Safari live morning. It's been quite good lately. Yesterday we had an incident where the technical difficulty sign came up once again. They do that quite often, it seems, when they lose the signal out in the bush, as they call it. 3,900 hectares worth of it. And that's only a small percentage of the wildlife reserves in Africa. This is in South Africa, but they have over 3 million hectares, that's what you said, with all these wild animals living. So it's really quite interesting. There's always something new, something special that you haven't seen before. So. And I do go deeply into the brush. I mean, there are no roads in many spots. And whatever roads they have are all dirt paths, basically. So. But the Land Rover vehicle is special built, and it's got the camera monopod behind the driver's seat and a cameraman running it. And that must be an interesting job for a TV cameraman. And they've been getting some really good high-definition pictures with that. So if you have the time, I don't know how long this is going to go on. It was supposed to end on January 31st, but they had over 2 million... They had over 2,289,500 people viewing it. And I guess that's too large an audience to kill it, so... Anyway, it's on your screen on the computer. You go to natgeo.com and I'll Safari Live. Pop up on the screen. Okay, with that, back over to Alan, KT2ZUM, W2BOB.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM. I gotta say, first off, Bob Squared, the one, the bat goes out more than you do. That was a favorite one there for me. Of course, they were all very good phrases, but that was a funny one there. Thanks for that. Indeed. That for the morning. You're mentioning, Bob, of the standby slide. Brought back some memories of being a mass control operator. Many times, maybe we didn't have the slide ready to go. You know, sometimes in automation, you know, the slides were stacked from the different shows that we were airing. Lower third bug, ID, and stuff we had to put in there on the hour and stuff like that. And among other things, and this other thing that they had called snipes, where you're always inserting stuff because the cable channel started doing it, so broadcast stations wanted to do the same thing, so it was something that had to be built and another automation piece to insert in there, and it always brought back memory sometimes of not having the stack or the right slide to insert, and management always getting mad. They never liked seeing black on the air, so it just brought back memories. Let me drop. And the last thing, every now and then, you see, it's been about 7 years now since I've been out of the business, and every now and then I still get these nightmares that I'm still in master control. I run out a minute to run to the men's room or to go down the hall to the cafeteria for something, and the nightmare is that I can never find my way back to master control. It seems like the room moves, the doors change, or I ended up on another floor and I'm trying to find my way back, you know. And I know going into a break, into a long cluster or something like that, and I'm thinking, gee, I'm out in the room and we're off the air, and management and getting called into the office, the letters, the suspensions, all of that. It comes back sometimes and it seems like it's so real, you know. And there was a gentleman that... I used to work with, who was there way back. He was retired maybe 12 years, and we used to talk every now and then, and he would have these nightmares too. It seems like when you've been in that room for so long, so many years, it just becomes a part of you. Back to you, Bob. W2BLV, KC2, ZUM.
Okay. KC2, ZUM, W2BOV. I know the feeling, and I've had nightmares about working at WCBS, where I'd get there and I'd be the only one on duty, and there'd be all of these different jobs that needed to be done, and of course one person couldn't. But part of the game, I guess. 16 years at that facility. And by the way, I noticed that a photo of myself in master control at WCBS Radio is on the internet, taken by Rita Sands back in the, I guess, early 80s or late 70s when she was there. And I worked with her. She was there twice. She was on the air in the 70s. Then she left, went to television, and I forget where else, but then she came back again. And I had the pleasure of working with her both times. Her main hobby was photography. Meanwhile, I also noticed that... I don't think she's in broadcasting as much anymore. We did have a eyeball Q show in 2007 for the 40th anniversary of News Radio 88. And was looking good and all. I'm living in Graham, North Carolina, which is right next to Raleigh. But what I hadn't realized is that she has a pilot's license, which she didn't have before, a lot of hours flying, and she is also a licensed emergency medical technician. So, quite interesting. And I do remember her telling me when first she started at CBS that she went to Long Island University, C.W. Post campus, where I taught for a semester after I retired. And while she was there, she was seriously thinking of becoming a brain surgeon. So, but she had a terrific radio voice, good personality, and she's pretty good. And she still does, of course. At one point, she became the news director of WQXR in New York City. Very illustrious career in broadcasting. Okay, with that, NY9A, W2BOV with the group.
Thank you, Bob. Rita Sands was always one of my favorites, and you could just tell how brilliant she was by listening to her, and it just exuded from every word that she spoke. Anyway, these are interesting stories. We're talking about dreams, which I always marvel at. I don't dream that much, or if I do, I don't remember them, but the ones that I remember are pips. And it sounds to me like you guys... really endured quite a bit of torture down there at WCBS and at WPIX. I did want to make a comment here, and that was about... thank you very much, AC2T, Paul, for giving me the frequency. I'll see if I can put the HT on there and listen to you as you bring the rig onto frequency. That should be fun. I'm very, very thankful to you for commissioning new amateurs for us to get to know and be friends with. I hope that that will be the case in all cases. What else? Bob Square, that was a wonderful little dissertation. It's so unfortunate that it's true. Anyway, with that, I'm just going to go back into listening mode over here because you guys are all too bright for me to this morning, that's for sure. So, W2BOB and the group, NY98.
Okay, George, NY98, W2BOB and the group. And I neglected to mention that also on the WCBS appreciation site, in the Rita Sands photo gallery, there are two separate galleries. Of all the people that she could film,
at the workplace. There are, I'd say, about four or five pictures of our dear departed friend, K2PBS. Paul, which he also did the engineering for Rita Sanz and Gary Moore when we were on. Anyway, some good shots of Paul. Alrighty, including one where he's at the mixing console with his pipe in his mouth. Alright, KC2EMG, W2BOB.
KC2EMG here. Well, nice to hear you, your approval of my dissertation, for want of a better word. The last one I didn't read, and I didn't read it. Best part of your day is over when the alarm goes off. Now, I've been noticing of late that I wake up early, like 5 o'clock. Necessary trip to the facility. Come back, and I can't get back to sleep. And my mind is racing, all sorts of disassociated thoughts. I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe I do. But it's something to contend with for somebody who used to be able to drink 3 cups of coffee and then sleep on top of a picket fence. So that's my complaint. All right, I'll be listening out because my day has started and I'm running out of time already. So KC2EMG will be listening to you, but not transmitting. We'll be listening on the side. Back to W2BOB and the net. This is KC2EMG.
N2NBR.
Hey, John, good morning. N2NBR, you're on the list. We have Vinny next in the newsroom. So, Seb, I please. Okay. Bob, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have found myself in a similar syndrome, waking up at 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the morning and not being able to get back to sleep until maybe 6 o'clock or 7:30, and then having the alarm go off at 8:15 for this night. So, and usually that's when you're in a dead sleep when that alarm goes off. So. All right, KD2CYX, W2BOB with the CBS net.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Interesting discussion this morning. Yes, I like that dissertation. That was that was interesting, Bob. I don't know which one my favorite is. They're all so good. maybe the garage door one that sounded like a... But anyway, I was just looking online for those pictures. I see the WCBS newsroom photo circa 1988. Oh, it just popped back to another page. Anyway, I'm going through it now, or maybe right after this go-around, I'll take another look at it and see if I can find you, Bob. You're in there somewhere, I'm sure. Your name must be at the bottom of the picture. I'm quite sure of that, too. Everybody in these pictures, but anyway, again, I keep looking out the window, and it's so inviting out there. The blue sky and the light breeze, and I hear the temperatures are in the 30s now, and it's very inviting. So I'll be going out there right after this net, and I have to get going to town to do a few things. So. By the way, did you hear about that accident on the Sprain Parkway today? Another terrible accident, head-on collision on the southbound lane by Marchdale. I don't know how these things happen. How do people go the wrong way on a major highway like this? Unless they're just stoned out of their minds. I mean, here it was. I don't know what time it was in the morning when it happened, but just somebody going the wrong way, head-on collision, one person was ill. It's just a horrible situation. Kinds of accidents occur, which I'll send it back to you, Bob. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Contact?
Bad contact.
Thanks, Bob. Vinny, I just want to say to you that up here, especially on a Taconic, there are on and off ramps that if a person is maybe a little under, or even if you're tired, or sometimes during the night, it is easy to get on the wrong way. Sometimes the way these on and off ramps are set up, and if you're not, you got to really look very carefully. In some areas up here, between say Poughkeepsie going down to maybe East Fishkill, there are no signs, and it can't happen. I've seen it happen. I've never done it, but I have seen it happen, and I have seen a few people actually flip trying to correct that error going into a ditch. Now, the sawmill, I don't know, it's a little tricky, but when it's a conic, it's easy to happen, and I think they're trying to address that. Thanks for the contact. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, very good, Alan. KC2ZUM, W2BOV. Of course, that brings back memories of the tragic crash on the, I guess it was on the highway, where a mother who lived in this village and her three children were killed, and she was going the wrong way, but they found an empty bottle of vodka under her seat car, so not good. And the people in the car that she hit her on also mortality. Speaking of accidents, I don't know if anyone saw the news yesterday of the train crash in California, a commuter train hitting a truck. The truck driver had gone onto the grade crossing. There were no gates, just the crosswalk flashing lights and a bell, I guess. But he turned and went 80 feet down the railroad track in the truck, and the train was coming at a good speed, and the engineer tried to stop but couldn't, and a number of people were seriously injured, one in critical condition. So, but what a stupid thing. Why drive your truck 80 feet down a railroad track, especially with a train coming? Okay, N2NBR, W2BOB with the CBS retirees tonight. Go ahead, John.
Okay, good morning, everybody. The weather station here is in need of batteries on the roof level, so it's going to have to wait a while for some reading. Well, temperature reading isn't particularly accurate, so I don't really bother with that. But the wind is from the west-northwest at about 2 or 3 miles an hour. And the barometric pressure, he tried to say, is 30.24 and rising. And but it's from around here. We have beautiful blue sky out there, a little on the nippy side. I think I would estimate somewhere in the 20s, temperature-wise. And I've had a interesting week. My oil burner, my new old, well, let's put it this way. There's an oil burner and there's a gas burner, and they're both working. And I have to take separate care of both of them, apparently. And Con Edison sponsored thermostats are working, but they are extremely difficult to wire, apparently, for these guys who have never seen one before. They're accomplished electricians, licensed, of course, and don't know how to wire this system. And so I have to babysit them. I don't know how to wire it myself, except for the fact that, in determining whether or not they work properly. But finally, I got somebody from Con Edison to come up here, and I'm switching back and forth between heat and air conditioning and humidification and all that. It gets very complicated. In the old days, it was a two-conductor wire between your thermostat to turn it on and off, and that was it. Nowadays, it's six conductors, but two between the thermostat and the control head and that. So now it's six conductors that go to the furnace, and you gotta know where they will go. And of course, the furnace manufacturer is not too forthcoming with their information. They have they provide you with a diagram, but they don't say where everything goes. So, the main issue I've been trying to get people here that know what they're doing, so that's where I've been busying myself these days. So back to you, Bob, and the group 10 W2BOB and the group N2NBR.
Okay, John, N2NBR, W2BOB, and the net, very good. All right, with that, we've gone through the list twice, so we'll take one more standby. Any other check-ins for the net? Come now, please. Okay, nothing heard, so go around again, and we might as well make this 73 round, being that everybody keeping the transmission short. At any rate, trying to think of anything else that any of the strange dreams. Oh, my. It's funny, though, how, you know, you get a vivid picture of exactly what your brain remembers and feel like you're there. All righty. KC2ZUM, W2BOB, back over to you, Alan.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM, and good morning to you, John. Yeah, I got to tell you, Bob, it's... just about, well, going on 7 years being out of the industry, and one of the last assignments that I had was working in News Center, which was satellite uplink and downlink, and basically News Center was go between everything that, you know, either we played back to the show or anything coming in from the trucks out on the street or satellite or whatever. It was more or less a mini control area, you know, the nerve center basically for news. And with the length of time that I've been away, of course there's been some changes into the equipment in the room. I could walk in the other day and still remember how to do my job. And I think that's because after the layoff for the first year, I used to just go through things in my mind, all the scenarios that could happen, what things I needed to do for any shows that we recorded or did, produced, or for our news. And I kind of just kept it going because at that point in time, you know, a lot of us thought we would be coming back. So you didn't want to get too relaxed and then have to worry about just being thrown in there for one day of training and then thrown into the wolves. So I kind of mentally, when I think about it, I could go in there today and still do the job. Now, whether I'd want to go back in there right now, no. That's a whole different thing. Yeah, maybe something else. Let me drop. Master control is different today. I mean, that's a whole new operation, new equipment and stuff like that. So that's something... But in News Center or going back on camera or, you know, some of the other assignments, you know, I feel that I haven't lost it. So, but the nightmares is something that comes and goes. And then when I tell my wife about it, she says, well, that tells you you should stay away from the industry. So, you know, and then you have these nightmares and it's the same management, the same operations manager. And it always seems that even a few times that in the dream my wife may have been there visiting, and it always seems like when I leave the room for something, even just to go to the water fountain, I could never find my way back to that room. And maybe I left her sitting there and she wouldn't know the first thing to do to get any of the breaks on the air or get the next shows going or whatever, or whether we had feeds coming in or going out. And the beauty part of it is when I'd wake up from that, I said, God, this is just a dream. I am not there anymore. So I felt better after that and didn't have to worry about getting called into the office with anything. Because sometimes, as you know, automation systems would fail. And it's different in television when you have problems. In radio, there's a lot of things you can do. In television, you're dealing with audio and video. And when you have a black screen, so many decisions have to be made as to what you can do to fill the air. If it's at night, you might throw in a Honeymooners or an Odd Couple or something like that. But during the day, no. It's a whole different picture. With that, I'll say 7-3 and a good weekend, everybody. And I'll be standing by to meet with you on the Skype, Bob, after the net. Back to you, W2BLB, KC2ZUM. Hope I didn't time it out.
No, you are slithering just in time. Sliding into home. You know, Bob and Ray. Okay, very good. And, yeah, I know what you mean. One of our brothers in television, who had been a technical director at one point, was working in production control, feeding the network, the evening news with Dan Rather. And unfortunately, he brought up the wrong key, and they had color bars, network-wise. It suspended for 6 months. That's good. They don't tolerate that stuff. No dead air, no mishaps of any kind. Okay, over to Paul, HE2T, W2BOB, with the CS retirees.
W2BOB in the group AC2T, friend business, Bob. Yeah, and Alan, I don't know, it sounds like the way you're talking there, sounds like you go into the twilight zone. But I guess that's happened sometimes. You go back into it in a dream, but thank God it's only a dream. But it seems so real, but that happens. That sounds good. And Vinny, if you can, email me the website, because I didn't have time here to write it down. So if you could email me, I'll appreciate it. Other than that, I think everything I've said is pretty good. We're going to have a VE session tomorrow. Two people, we know it's coming, and we might probably get maybe one or two more if they really call in or whatever. So we will be there, and hopefully we will get going. And a lot of these people that come for our VE sessions, they come back, and then we go through lessons on different type of radios and how to operate and stuff like that. So that's what's interesting. So with that, let me say 73's all. Have a good weekend. A better day today than you did yesterday, and a better day tomorrow. This is Alpha Charlie 2 Tango, and I will be off and clear. 73's all.
Okay, Paul, very good. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. And with that, KC2EMG signed. George, it's your turn again. And 73 on the end. NY9A, W2BOB.
W2BOB in the group, NY9A. I was just sitting here musing about how many times I've heard the word time in this conversation. And it's surprising, but repeated over and over again. And I was going through my thoughts on it, and it seems like we have every kind of way imaginable to measure time, but nobody knows what it is. I saw this wonderful thing on YouTube, a Brian Green special, talked about yesterday, today, and tomorrow really lying side by side with one another. And we should be able to get from one to the other, but we just don't have the means to do it. Whoa. Now, put that up with dreams, and you really have something. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with a dissertation now, but it is something to think about. By the by, let me let it drop. I did receive an interesting sight gag from some friends of mine, which is why I don't believe anything that I see anymore. Because it's so easy to Photoshop and it's so easy to play around with. Here was this magnificent Civil War photograph of Abraham Lincoln and two of his generals standing in front of his war tent out in the field, and right in the middle of them was Brian Williams. I gotta tell you, we play with images, we play with a lot of things, we play with our minds. And I don't think it's going to be long before we learn how to play with time. Anyway, with that, back to you, Bob, and thank you so much for a wonderful, interesting net today. Everybody, you did a great job of bringing forth the unappreciated W2BOB and the group, NY9A, saying 73s, and we'll see you Monday.
Hey, very good, George. NY9A, W2BOB with CBS retiring done. And now just looking at the photo of myself in the master control room at WCBS, and something like 23 VU meters in the racks, and then every tape machine had VU meters, so you could get meters to death working in there. And let's see, we had 1, 2, 3, 5, about 6 Apex 350s, and a whole bunch of cartridge machines, and more stuff, mixing console, and master control did do the overnight. There was no on-air studio that they used during the day. Instead, they used control room A and announce booth A, and that's where Music Till Dawn, sponsored by American Airlines, came from. Bob Moore. So may he rest in peace. Very good, very nice man. Fortunately, he passed. Lung cancer. Okay, with that, KD2CYX, W2VOB, over to you again, Vin, 73 on the end, please.
W2VOB and the group, KD2CYX. Yes, I say the same thing, great net today, a lot of good information. I wanted to mention, since Alan brought it up about dreams, I used to get this one dream that, it's a crazy thing, that I would open a door, and it was a door at a house I used to live in when I was, and while opening the door, it would be held back by something or someone or whatever, and frightening. I remember at the beginning, and I push it open, try to push it open, and then I'd wake up, you know, frightened by it. And this dream went on for years. It, you know, it didn't happen every night. Every so often I'd get this dream. Until one day, for whatever reason, I got the dream, and I decided I'm going to push the door open real hard. And I did. And I pushed the door open. And lo and behold, there was nothing on the other side. And I never had the dream again. What that means, I don't know. But maybe it means that you should confront your fears head on. I don't know. But never had it again. It's been a number of years now. It's gone. So craziest things happen in dreams. But with that, it's 73 time. I wish everybody a great day and a good weekend. And God willing, we'll see and talk to everybody again on Monday. So 73, everyone. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, ready. KD2CYX, W2BOB with CBS retirees. And on a quick break, are you looking at the... I know you're well, looking at the appreciation site. If you go to Rita Sands Scrapbook 2, that's where my photo is. Over.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I meant to ask you that. Rita Sands Scrapbook 2. Okay, I'll look for that. Thank you. Back to you.
She got a good shot of the me at the equipment rack in control room A, which was master control. So we had all sorts of stuff there. Remote control for the transmitter. I think we had a control for WCBS FM too. I know we used to do the Young Sound out of there. They had 14-inch reels of tape, continuous, that were coded in such a fashion that put a tone on one of the tracks of the tape. And that would start commercials and stop the music. And all of the commercials were on tape cartridges, which were in a rotating rack. So I believe Gates made it. A cylinder that revolved, and you could whatever code was on the audio tape would trigger the commercial playback machine, and it would play the appropriate spot and signal. Okay, N2NBR, W2BOV, 73 Tom John, go ahead.
Okay. I'm looking at the weather channel here. It looks like we're getting something that into Monday. A little bit of flakes, and then later on in the week as well. So, and also they had a picture of the one of the cameras mounted on the bridge to the right of the pathway for the new bridge. Pathway. I guess the mark. Let me try this again. The pathway that is marking the path of the new bridge is to the right of the bridge, and it's a lot straighter, it seems to me, at that point, right where the superstructure is. I'm just beginning to pop out of the water. So I wish them luck. There's a lot of traps down there. The mixture of bedrock as well as mud, and the formation, I think, as somebody has mentioned in the past, that the formation of the Ice Age, or that the Ice Age created, put a deep valley in the Hudson in the area where the superstructure is now, and construction challenge is obvious there to get across that gap without having to send beams down tremendous distances. So anyway, we'll see as it goes. I had a question for Paul about where do I point my antenna. Paul, if you're still there, is it towards Yonkers or is it somewhere else for that machine? I see it is listed in the new the PIER directory for 2015. Maybe you can come back. If you're still there, about where to point the antenna. With that, I'll say 7-3 to everybody, and have a good weekend. And looks like at least until Sunday night, everything should look good weather-wise around this area. Again, 7-3 everyone, and I'll be listening out. W2BOB and the group N2NBR.
Okay, N2NBR, W2BOB. That site is in Armonk. I believe that's southeast of you, right, John?
Yeah, it's in the direction of the airport from me, the Westchester County Airport.
Then point your antenna at the airport.
All right, will do. 220 antennas are a challenge sometimes because they're easily affected by surrounding objects, but I guess I'll start with my vertical. I can't think of the name of the company. I guess it's made by Cushcraft, come to think of it. It's a vertical that the standing wave ratio on it is very good. That's the good news. The bad news is, of course, it can't be directionalized. But we'll see what happens. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, very good. All right, with that was N2NBR, and we've gone through the list three times, so... with that, we'll say 73. The net will resume Monday at 9 a.m. on this frequency. And until then, have a great day today. Nice bright sunshine out there. And have a great weekend. W2BOB closing the net, going QRT. Good morning.
KC2ZUM disconnected. W2BOB disconnected.
This is Kilowatt 2, Queen, Baker, Victor. Okay, 2QBV Mobile, Rockland County, New York, listening to me. Okay, 2QBV Mobile, listening to me.